about life, health, wellness, and mystery. And we have great giveaways too. Tune in to A Pure Component, linking spirit and science every Thursday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, see us live on Facebook.com/A Pure Component. A Pure Component, linking spirit and science, is a show about life, health, wellness, and mystery. And we have great giveaways, too. Tune in to A Pure Component, linking spirit and science, every Thursday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, see us live on Facebook.com/A Pure Component. Hello, everyone. This is Tori Val Spirit, and thank you for joining us at A Pure Component, linking spirit and science. Today, we have a great show, and Happy New Year to everyone. Happy New Year. I hope everyone has a prosperous and healthy new year. This is the first show of the year, and we have an excellent guest, Anne Cuviello. She's going to be talking about psychic energy, and she is a psychic advisor and a very good friend of mine, and she's excellent at what she does. Hi, Anne. Hello.
Hi.
Oh, okay. You sound a little low, so you know, if you can go closer to your mic, that would be great.
That'd be great.
Thank you. And today, the weather is 27 degrees. Ooh, chilly out there. It's pretty cold out there. We have 89% humidity. So if you don't have to go out and you can stay home today and enjoy the day. We're going to be back with Tori's story in a moment, right after commercial.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Hello, we're back with A Pure Component, linking spirit and science, and we have an excellent show today. And now we're going to start with Tori's story. So today I just wanted to talk about the year to come, and the year to come, and what the forecast is going to be like. And I predict that it's going to be wonderful for everyone, but we actually have someone who's going to actually do a little bit of a reading, a mass reading for everyone, and just let everyone know what the next 2 or 3 months is going to bring for us. We have a guest, and her name is Anne Cuviello. She is a psychic advisor, and I'm so thrilled to have her here with us. Hi, Anne. How are you today?
Hey, everyone.
Great. Anne, can you tell our audience a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I am a spiritual advisor. I use my intuitive psychic ability to read my clients. I also am a certified medical intuitive, as well as a master teacher for about 35 plus years. And my readings range from life path guidance, communication with angels and loved ones who may have passed, to health related concerns like stress and anxiety. So it's perfect for the new year, right? To help us walk forward with a positive outlook.
Yes, definitely.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm.
No, I'm sorry to interrupt you. I thought you were finished. Continue, please.
I was just going to say that I provide guidance through a clairvoyant perspective, providing my clients with strategies to empower them. And I also believe that the gift that I have is something that really helps my clients through a coaching and mentoring situation where I listen to concerns and situations and maybe questions they have, and that's a part of this process in my readings. And then those readings offer guidance, convey messages, and or raise their spiritual awareness.
Yes, and I do know Anne personally, and she has angelic energy herself, and I know that you're a great motivator as well, and when you do your readings, it does encompass more than just telling them what's going on, and you really empower people with your readings. Can you tell us a little bit about the different types of readings that you do?
The first type of reading that I do is more of a psychic intuitive piece where I create a heart link to my angels and my guides and the universal energy, and then I make a heart link connected to my client, and together I'm able to read their energy and provide them with support and answers they may be looking for. Another type is a mediumship, in which I am gifted with the ability to see and hear the loved one of a person that's passed, or my client, who brings messages to them of support or affirmation. And a third type of reading that I do is with cards. I use oracle cards and angel cards.
Yes, so, and they're really interesting. Can you tell us about something that may have been strange or unusual? And I know you won't use names because you keep everything confidential, but, you know, sometimes we have special readings or, you know, things that just doesn't happen every day. Can you give us a little story about something that happened that could be very interesting for the listeners?
Sure. I have two. Let me just preface by saying that almost every experience that I have with my clients is surprising, because the spirit of the loved one that's come through or the messages that are given are unique to them. So I'm always a little surprised and excited. So one example was recently when I was working with a client who had recently lost their grandfather, and he had messages for her, but she was really, while she enjoyed hearing about things that he was thinking for her, she was very much worried about his life or her grandmother. And so you could see that there was this heartfelt emotion going on between my client, and the response from spirit and her, which was her grandfather, was, I got this picture in my head of these giant chocolate chip cookies, which I thought was kind of funny. And so I said to her, I think one of the things that might be helpful in working with your grandmother is to let her know that when you go home today after the reading, that your grandfather says, get out the tea and chocolate chip cookies, and everything will be all right. And with that, my client was extremely surprised, because how would I know about chocolate chip cookies? They were her grandmother's and grandfather's favorite to eat while they were having a cup of tea, which is exciting because it's personal and it's heartfelt. And the second one is for me recently. I mean, I do this work, but sometimes I too need some advice and or guidance from my loved ones. And so most recently, my mother and father passed within about 4 months of each other.
Sorry to hear
and
that.
And while that's sad, it was also a great, great thing that happened, in that my son has just gotten engaged. And so as a human, I was thinking, I wonder if they know. And my business, I know they do, but I am human, so I needed the affirmation. And so they got engaged on a Thursday in September, and then on the Saturday they were coming home, and I had said this prayer, and I was cleaning my porch and moving a bench and washing the porch floor, etc., and I asked again, I needed a sign, please, to let me know that they know what's going on for my kids. They were coming home, and we wanted to celebrate them. So I went inside the house. I did a few things. I came back outside. I looked down at the porch, and engraved in my porch was an engagement ring. It was never there before. It's like a stain. And I called my husband with such excitement. I said, please come outside. Look at this. What do you see? And he said, I see an engagement ring. That's so weird. That wasn't there before. I said, I know. And what's so awesome is that I just asked Mom and Dad and Helen and Dan, who are my in-laws, for a gift, a sign, and this was it. And then within 5 minutes of that, my son and his fiancée came home, and after walking up the porch steps, you immediately glance at the floor, and my son's fiancée started to cry, and she said, is that what I think it is? And I said, yeah, it's an engagement ring. And she was like, oh, my God. And so those are things, even for me, that are so surprising. And I'm just in awe that I'm gifted with these experiences.
Oh, wow. And congratulations to your son.
Oh, thank you.
So, yeah, so that's a really cool story. So, you know, people see signs all the time and then they kind of ignore them, and some people just don't even realize that. So I also know that when you do readings for people, you empower them. Can you tell me a little bit of how you can empower someone through a reading?
Sure. So when my client comes, I often work with some of the energy that I'm feeling when they first come in. And so we do some breathing and we do listen to some music. And basically what I begin to tell them is, you know, what they can expect from the reading, although there will always be a little bit of a surprise, and that I would just ask them to be as open as possible, and that this is an opportunity for us to learn, and that I'm walking the path with them. So we first identify that as we relax into a quiet moment of space, that they are capable of using their own intuition, and that it's that feeling where they think they know something or that they understand something to be, and I want them to relax into that space. So the heart link occurs, and then information starts passing hands, and I let them know that I'm very human. So there is times when I'll say to them, I all need affirmation from you, that there may be information that's not clear to me. I invite you to be part of this reading with me. So it's a journey we're walking on together.
That's
so all
really
kinds of
cool.
Things come up. And we will discuss how they feel about that. We'll talk about some of the information that resonates with them that I've seen. I show them how to go into quiet space on their own and listen to that inner voice that we sometimes hear when we're sitting quietly away from the noise of the world, and what to do with it when they hear it. And because I use cards in my readings, often I will allow my client the opportunity to work with me. So there'll be cards that they can touch and turn over for themselves, or after we've had conversations about whatever piece that's most important to them, I'll say, okay, now it's time for readings through the cards. Would you like to help me? Here's the cards, please shuffle the deck. And of course, they haven't seen any of them. And inevitably, whenever they turn over the cards, they are matching to exactly what we've just talked about. And I sometimes even teach them how to read the cards for themselves, based on color, symbols, etc. And in the end, because I believe that we share a fundamental energy, we talk together about how they too can use their intuition and the faith they have in their loved ones and in whatever religious beliefs they may have to help empower them.
That's really cool. So basically, you collaborate with your clients. And we're going to stop for a moment so we can do a commercial break, and we'll return just in a few moments.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hello, we're back with A Pure Component, Bridging Spirit and Science, and we're speaking with Anne Cuviello, who is a psychic advisor. And Anne, you were telling us about how you actually collaborate with your clients. And that's really cool because that gives them, that empowers your clients and makes them truly part of the reading. And so they're not just receiving the reading, they're actually using their own intuition so that they can, you know, find out things about themselves and know how to do it without you there. So you empower them that they don't really need to always have someone in front of them. Can you tell me why someone would get a reading?
Often people have lots of questions. Sometimes it's a crisis in their life that's happened and they're feeling confused and are looking for someone who might have in their mind a greater knowledge base perhaps, or they might come to because they're looking for a higher perspective of the situation they find themselves in. And sometimes it's because someone wants to see their past more clearly. Sometimes they've lost their sense of purpose and they're looking for some guidance. And often I find that while they're in that process, they might in fact even get to reveal, along with, at least in my readings, a deeper layer of what their of the issue is than they actually even were thinking about. And I guess it's because I'm not really reading their mind together because of the heart link I talked about earlier. My client and I are really recalling information together that is stored in their heart and their soul field.
And so when someone gets a reading, they're basically exchanging energy with you.
Correct. Yeah. And the heart link. And let me just describe that again. The heart link is, just as a reminder, is I go into quiet space, I call on my angels and the universal energy that I am sharing with my clients, and I make a link to my angels and the universal energy and those people who help me read. In turn, I establish contact with my client and their energy, so there's a link between them and myself, and of course their angels or whoever naturally works with them that they may not even be aware of. So yeah, it's a sharing, and I believe that that's kind of the naturalness of the process when you come.
Can you give our audience some tips on how to know if they're going to someone who's actually authentic rather than someone who's just, you know, possibly just learning or just, you know, fooling around? They just, you know, they're just not authentic. They're not going to give them a true reading that is based on intuition.
Yeah, okay. That's a great question, actually. Well, first of all, here's one thing that I always say to somebody who might ask me that question, is that you want to be sort of, you want to be sort of an educated consumer, right? And so that's fancy words, but basically you want to kind of know what you're looking for in a psychic reader because there are different kinds. And so you wouldn't want to go to a particular reader who, because you think they're going to tell you your fortune or you think they're going to contact a loved one who's passed, because not all readers do that. So one of the things you'd want to do is kind of educate yourself on what kind of reading you're looking for. And you want to know that psychics are real people. So you're going to go into the reading knowing that psychics are real people. And as people, they sometimes do get tired and they can make mistakes. So psychics don't know everything. So they know what they read, but oftentimes they can make mistakes. And so that doesn't mean they're not a good reader. You also can tell that a true psychic is a person who, while human, will acknowledge that. They'll say, here, I see, I'm clairvoyant, for example, I see through pictures, sometimes they're jumbled together, I'd like you to help me make sense of them. Here's what I'm seeing. Does this make sense to you? Etc. And if someone is pressuring you to believe a certain thing, or if someone is perhaps pushing you in some way, shape, or form, you will know then, especially if you feel pressure or being pushed, that they're probably not the kind of reader that you should be going to. But you won't always know that until you actually have experience with several readers. And sometimes it's your own intuition that tells you, I don't know if this feels good for me. If it doesn't match the energy of the reader, it doesn't mean that the reader isn't good. It just means it might not be a good fit. So I guess it's about experience. And I would also say that if you feel pushed in any way, shape, or form, particularly if you're coming for life path pieces and or somebody tells you, please come again and again and again, you know, and they add additional cost to it, I think that's a huge red flag. I'd also say to you that psychic energy is the ability to see what others can't see necessarily. And so it's a little bit beyond intuition. However, intuitiveness and psychic ability go hand in hand. I hope that was helpful.
Oh, yes, definitely. And then you were saying that, you know, when someone's pushing you, also pushing you to do other services. I know that there's some, you know, like front store psychics sometimes, and, you know, not all of them would be like this. But I know that I've had friends who said, oh, let's go and, you know, have, you know, let's go out for drinks, and then let's just go and have our fortune told or whatever. And then, you know, it's $20, $30, sometimes $50. And it's like, ah, you know, sometimes you spend that money on nothing. So why not? And then you just go in a group. And then all of a sudden, everybody has a reason, according to that psychic, to spend, you know, hundreds of dollars on a different service. And it just seems like to me that's a scam. Oh, you know, somebody put a curse on you or something ridiculous like that. And now I can take it off for, you know, for $500. And, you know, that's just awful, because it's just, you know, a way of, to me, it's just another form of stealing, because it's so untrue.
It is. I agree with you. And also, you know, a true psychic is your partner. You'll see that they want to, you know, help you. And, it, you know, the time of your reading may expand even though you're there for X amount of time frame. When there's something that the psychic may really want to work with you on, that you'll see that they've engaged with you. It's not separate. It's not, you know, I don't know, you know, that sort of this fake idea, you know, you can feel that they're separate from you. That's not going to happen with a true psychic. I do want to caution the clients, though, to understand that when you do go see a psychic, understand that they can't tell you everything. They're going to show you a peek into what's going on and try and give you the bigger picture. And sometimes timelines are a little fuzzy, but it's not because they can't give you one. Sometimes it's because the universe is all about divine timing. And so they'll give you a frame of time. It's, you know, it's very rare when a psychic can give you an exact time frame, although it happens. Generally, they're in a longer time frame. And so, and they'll say to you something like, well, when you're ready, you know, maybe you'll want to come back. I will always say to my clients, I hope you've enjoyed this opportunity together, because my goal is to empower you. So when you walk away, you really don't need a person like me, except maybe come back for a tune-up here and there. But it's really about helping people find their own way, and it's supportive. It's not, you know, I don't know, some kind of, I don't even know what to call it, but, you know, you can tell the difference between a genuine thought process and focus. It's because you're in a relationship together with your client. It's not, you know, let's make a money-making kind of thing.
Right, so the person wants to feel comfortable with that person who they're getting the reading from. And, you know, when you talk about that also, can you tell our audience, so how often would you say a reading would be something that someone could get, you know, because some people might want to see someone once a week or once a year, or, you know, so what's the time frame that is realistic? And also, if somebody says, you know, you can come and see me once a week, that's a red flag. So what would you say is the time frame?
That's an excellent question. You know, there are a couple of answers, so I'm not avoiding the direct answer. I just want to say to you that there's a couple ways to answer this. Okay, so number one, to repeat, if somebody wants you to come and see them on a regular basis weekly, that there's a problem. That isn't the case. And the reason why is because when you're coming to the psychic, you're coming for affirmation of something, a need to know, You're going to hear information, and then it's going to be time in which you're going to need to think about that information, let it inculcate into your being. You want to think about it. You want to see if it unfolds. And so I'm going to say to you that 3-4 months is a good thing, depending on the work that you did with your psychic. Some people choose to come 6 months. Some people want to come once a year. It really depends on your how you feel about the experience. And I would say that I would caution that you give enough time between readings, because this is about, once you get the information, it's about personal choice and it's about divine timing. So sometimes as clients, we want to push something to come have quick answers, and that is not how the process works. The process is to provide you with support and, yes, answers for that particular time frame. But it also changes because we are human and we have free choice. And so there are times when we will act on these things or we won't act on them. And then, you know, or we're giving information that really makes sense to us, but you have to give it time to play out. And so I would say to you, now a direct answer would be, anywhere from 3 to 6 months, I think, is a good thing. Sometimes once a year is too long because a lot happens within that time frame. But it's really up to you to kind of decide when it's best and what your need is.
So 3 to 6 months is something that really makes sense for people to come and see. So if someone goes to a psychic 4 times a year, that's pretty good. But if someone's going 52 times a year, there's a red flag.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, we're going to break for commercial again. So just wait one moment and we'll be right back.
Sabía que.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial Advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Hello, we're back with A Pure Component, Linking Spirit and Science. And I want to do the giveaway next before we continue. And today's giveaway is Matrix Repatterning. And the winner is George Marcio. I'm hoping I'm pronouncing your name correct. Congratulations from Clinton, New Jersey. And to get your prize, I will contact you after the show within 2 hours. Thank you so much. And we have another giveaway as well. Ann Cuviello is going to give away a free reading. The value is $120. Ann, can you tell us a little bit about your giveaway?
Yeah. I look forward to meeting new clients. And I really think that this opportunity to see that my particular practice is unique to the relationship with my client. And so I'm inviting you to come to see me or to contact me for a free reading in which I will work with you for about an hour. And we will use, we'll make the heart link and we'll have a conversation about what I see. I may very well have messages from a loved one, and we would work with cards to help you with whatever questions you might have, particularly life path pieces. And I'm excited to afford anyone with that as a gift and for the opportunity to meet you and to work with you.
And the way that you will get this, to qualify for this gift is you will have to listen, you will have to answer some questions, three questions as usual. They will be posted by tomorrow at 1 p.m. on Facebook.com, A Pure Component, and you answer the questions, and then you'll be entered into a poll so that you can win. And then the next guest always picks the guest before's gift. And then that's how that works. So go to facebook.com/ A Pure Component to answer your questions and win this prize. Okay. Anne, can you tell our audience also how they can get in touch with you?
They can contact me in two ways. One, reading by Anne, which is AINE.com, and at my telephone number, which is area code 201. Oh, hang on. 314-4222.
Thank you for that. So, Anne, I know that you were going to do a reading, just a little forecast to tell our audience what's going to be coming up in the next 6 weeks to 2 months or so. So, just in general for everyone. So, can you pull a card now for us?
Sure, absolutely. I also have a second number, Tori. I don't know if that would be helpful.
Yes, you can give that to us.
Yeah, 201-389-8185.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so I'm going to use two sets of cards for our group. I hope you can hear me.
Yes.
I'm going to work with my angel cards first. And this is a message for all of us for the new year. You might be familiar with the deck. It's a Dorian Virtue deck. They have angel wings on the back. Okay?
Yes, beautiful artwork.
Yeah, gorgeous. Okay, so I'm ready to take the card. And very exciting. So the card shows a picture of the planet, and all around the planet are energy beings that are surrounding the planet with candles and the light looking at the planet. They have, some of them have angel wings. Some of them are loved ones. Some of them are representing universal energy, guides. And the word on the card is support. How apropos for today, because this is saying to all of us that the support we look for is going to be there for us this year in particular, for all of us. And it will help us become more peaceful and know that we're not walking our paths by ourselves, that we merely need to ask and the support will be there. But more importantly, because it's present for everyone, that our planet will also be more positive and more healthy and enlightened. I mean, it's a picture of enlightenment, which is very exciting and very appropriate. And the second deck that I'm using is another form of an angel deck. It has a heart. The back of the deck has a heart with wings, and they are messages also from the universal energy. So what I do is I'm just running my hands over the deck, and I'm asking the universe for the support and enlightenment for the new year for all of us, and what messages would they provide to us, which are for our highest good. Okay? And so the card that I pulled is the word integrity. So it's along with the picture card of support, it's also for us as human beings, the word integrity, to be flexible in our life and in our path, but be also true to ourselves. Stand by our beliefs and values, and others will stand by and believe in you.
That is excellent. You know, I was, you know, for New Year's, I was watching a lot of different things, and I don't really watch TV, so I'm clicking, you know, different shows on, and, you know, it was more for noise pollution while I was taking care of things. And the funny thing is that a lot of the people were saying that they wanted to make sure that this year was full of support and self-love. And I thought that was so beautiful. As a matter of fact, I sent that message out to friends. I send, you know, may the new year bring you self-love and prosperity, because I thought that was such a beautiful thing for people to, you know, to think about themselves, think about yourself and how much you are worthy. Because we tend to, particularly women, think about everyone else, and we do for everyone else, and then we don't do for ourselves. So that's an excellent reading. So I love it. It's support and integrity. So I guess, you know, it's telling the world too to make sure to stay in that integrity. And if we stay in that integrity, we will have the support that we need. Very beautiful. Thank you so much for that.
My great pleasure.
So can you tell us when it comes to psychic ability, you know, and everyone out there, you know, all of us, you know, can you tell us what's in common and what people can do to just open themselves up a little bit more so that they know what's, you know, what's going on with themselves? It's really hard when it's so close to us, something that's happening that's so close to us. That's why we seek advice from other people. It seems like we can see other people, what's happening with them, and we can advise other people better than ourselves because we're so close to it. What can someone do in order to, you know, open themselves up more and really listen to their own knowings?
You know, the answer is actually more simple than we might think. So I'm going to answer that in a couple of ways, and hopefully it will make sense. Okay, so the very first thing is that often because we're so busy, we don't carve out enough time for ourselves. So part of really tuning in, I call it, or linking up, is to find time, and it doesn't have to be much time, that you carve out for yourself where you can sit quietly removing the noise of the world around you, right? And literally, it just means sitting quietly and listening. Some people think it might be hard to do that, but when you actually take the time just to sit and listen and not concentrate so hard on, okay, I'm not supposed to listen to the outside noise, I'm just supposed to try and be quiet, you know, that makes it harder to do. So it's kind of meditative in the sense that you're going into this quiet space, but it's really about just relaxing into ourselves and taking a focused breath. And so what do I mean by that? It means to acknowledge that I'm just purposely sitting in a quiet space in order to find some peace for that moment. And that I'm going to allow my thoughts to just freely flow no matter what they are. And to listen every so often to my breathing, to my natural breathing. So you're focusing on your natural breathing. And what happens is, innately, your brain stops or your brain slows down. And you just find your body just naturally falling into this relaxed state. And so once it becomes that way, and it happens rather quickly, you can then do a more focused breathing where you breathe in through your nose slowly, hold it for a count of four, and then release through your mouth slowly with this kind of idea. So I'm going to breathe in the air around me, the breath of life, which is known as prana, and it will open up all your insides, all the energy that's inside you, because you're sitting with that idea that I want to breathe that in, breathe air in, and let it just mingle in my body from the top of my head to the bottom of my toes. I'm going to hold it so that I can see it or feel it. You can even attach a color to it if you wanted to, just so you could see the air going up and down. And then you're breathing out slowly through your mouth a worry, one worry that you have for that day. And you will do that for a repetition of five times and in groups of three. So in the end, you're doing it 15 times. It sounds funny, but it works in that it allows the body to relax and become one with itself. When that process occurs, and it's about, I don't know, sitting for about 5 minutes maybe, the thoughts will begin to flow. And a single thought might turn into a gift of information. And you can ask at that moment for and place the intention that you would like support or you would like an answer to a question that you might have. And then you just sit in this quiet space waiting for the answer. And so will you always get it at that particular time? No. But you've connected with a larger energy because you've taken the time to carve out your own and you've listened to your own. Believe it or not, it triggers your own energy, otherwise known as chi. So prana and chi goes together. And within, you know, a short time after that, and I'm going to say it varies depending on the person, a situation will present itself or people will come into your life that will provide you with the answer that you were seeking or show you that the answer that you were looking for by a conversation you have or an event that you find yourself in. And that's how it works. It's that simple. It's taking moments every day to carve out some time for yourself, reset an intention, and then just listen. Just listen. And the more you do that, the more you practice, the better you will get at it and the more connection you'll make. Is it practiced? Yes. Does everyone have a level of intuition? Yes. It's the feeling you get that you know something or you just feel it to be true. But this just puts an extra twist on it because you're beginning to teach yourself how to quiet down the outside noise so you can hear the internal answers and the gift that's given from above as you connect to universal energy as you relax into your own. I think that's a good way to put it.
Yes, I think that any type of meditative practice opens up our intuition. Some people call it a hunch. I got a feeling, I feel it in my gut, whichever way you want to say it. But it's really just your own intuition and your own knowing. So that's an excellent way for people to open up their knowing and use it. And I think one of the other things that people need to do is to trust themselves.
Yeah, trust is a huge part of this. You know, sometimes we walk around always with these sort of self-defeating messages, and when we do that, and it could be the smallest thing, it could be just like, oh, I have a pimple on my face, and that ruins your day. You want to trust that you have the power, that you have the ability, the strength, the inner strength, the determination to proceed. It doesn't matter what it is or where you're going. It is that you believe in yourself. It's called faith. and that faith is trust.
Anne, hold that thought for one moment. We're going to break for commercial, and when we come back, we're going to talk about faith and having faith in ourselves.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise financial advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addiction, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise financial advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
We're back with a peer component linking spirit and science, and we're here with Anne Cuviello, and Anne was going to tell us a little bit about faith and trusting ourselves when we have our own intuitions. Hi, Anne.
Hi. So I need to start, go backwards a little bit to just come forward to answer the question. So faith and trust in ourselves and our own abilities comes from understanding that we are perfect in our imperfections. That that judgment is based upon how we choose to see something or act on something or not. And so I need to say that when we think about ourselves as human beings, often we only focus on the things that we don't think we do well and kind of prop up the things that we think we do great. And I'm going to propose the idea that trust and faith in our innate abilities comes from understanding that there needs to be a balance between the two of those things. So the things that I don't like about myself the most need to be balanced and interwoven with the things that I happen to like about myself, because I am driven, or I move forward in the positive because of experiences that I've had. So we need to appreciate and blend in both sides of ourselves, because without our weaknesses and the flaws that we see, we wouldn't have grown through experiences and choices that we've made to the better portions of ourselves. And I also like, when I'm working with my clients, not to use good or bad or better or worse. It's a blending of both sides, because both sides are gifts. We need them in order to be innately intuitive. That's number one. And number two, when we are feeling that balance or that centeredness or that ability just to know, we are our most confident selves. So I'm going to propose a thought process, and it's called the here and the now. And that's what I use with my clients to help them work with their intuition and being present. And so I use the analogy of driving a car. And so when you drive the car, you are looking through the front windshield in order to drive it, and you're very present. It's positive, it's clear, it's a beautiful day, and you start out feeling really great. And that's the here. And then every so often when you're driving, you look in the rearview mirror, which is a symbol for your subconscious, and we identify something that we don't like immediately. So we look in the mirror and we start thinking, we reflect on the what-ifs or the could-haves or the should-haves, and suddenly negative speak starts. And it's at that point, if we can stop ourselves by saying, where am I? I'm here. That means I'm in the present and the now, and I'm driving this car called my life. It can remove you from the being stuck in a negative mindset, so that you can be clear to be in the present, to have that intuitive knowingness, that innate understanding of things. And then we never drive the car by looking at the back window, because if we did, we'll crash and burn. So again, symbolic for our unconscious this time, when we focus on these ugly little, I guess they're kind of like triggers. They come up out of nowhere, and they cause us to have a bad day, because ultimately they're fear-based. If we again say, where are we? We're here. We're in this present moment. And we ask a second question, what time is it? And we say, now, the here and the now. You will find that your choices about how you want to deal with your situation that you find yourself in, or the people that you're with, will become far more positive, and innately your intuition will kick in. You will feel something is right. Yes, it's right. If something doesn't feel good, it probably isn't.
Thank you so much for that, Anne. And you know what? You reminded me of a saying that I really loved when I heard it. The reason that it's called the present is because it's a gift. And so we should take our gifts and use our gifts with us at the present moment. That's why the present is a gift. Thank you so much for joining us. Please tell our audience how they can reach you again. Give them your phone number so that they can reach you again.
Sure. My telephone number is 201-389-8185, and or you can contact me by internet, readingsbyanne.com.
Thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate you being here with us and enlightening our audience about readings and what to look for. And I would just like to tell everyone to be in the present, because it is a gift. Our gift from the heavens, our gifts from God, our gifts from Source, whatever way you want to see it, it is the present and it is a gift. Thank you so much for listening to A Pure Component and being here with us today. I just want to tell you one more time, we are doing a giveaway next week, and the giveaway is a reading with Anne. It's $120 value. You'll really enjoy it. So don't forget to tune into facebook.com/apurecomponent tomorrow after 1 o'clock. And then you have until next Wednesday at noon to answer 3 questions so that you can be entered into our giveaway. Thank you so much for being here with us. We really appreciate it. And we will see you next week.
Want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial Advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heide and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another Democratic hopeful is out of the race for the White House. Former Housing and Urban Development Secretary Julian Castro announcing this morning he's dropping out of the race.
I'm so proud of the campaign we've run together. We've shaped the conversation on so many important issues in this race, stood up for the most vulnerable people, and given a voice to those who are often forgotten.
The former San Antonio mayor was the only Latino candidate in the race, but struggled to make a dent in fundraising and the polls. President Trump again railing against his impeachment. The president tweeting this morning that impeachment by the House is part of an ongoing witch hunt, and it is sputtering badly but still going on. The president says a lot of very good people were taken down by a small group of dirty cops, politicians, and government officials. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump could only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. rootwall.com.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is calling for what he calls shocking actual action against the U.S. to pay for the pains suffered by North Korea under Washington-led sanctions. North Korean news reports say that Kim has declared himself no longer bound by his pledge to the U.S. to halt missile tests, and he's promising to show off a new strategic weapon soon. President Trump speaking again about the upcoming ban on most flavors of e-cigs, indicating that some flavors may eventually return.
The flavors will come off, they're going to be checked, but we're doing a very exhaustive examination, and hopefully everything will be back in the market very, very shortly.
A vaping industry group has been running ads in the Palm Beach area where his Mar-a-Lago estate is located, warning him that a ban would hurt him with voters. The Labor Department says 222,000 Americans filed first-time jobless claims last week, down 2,000 from the week before. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Doctors say one of the men who was stabbed at a New York Hanukkah celebration may never regain consciousness. 71-year-old Joseph Newman was one of five people attacked Saturday at a rabbi's home in Monsey, New York. He was stabbed multiple times in the head, neck, and arms. A suspect is in custody. The Bernie Sanders presidential campaign says it raised over $34 million in the year.